yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Afghanistan is grappling with an endless list of problems over 17 years after the United States launched its catastrophic invasion. The story of Afghanistan today is unending suffering for its people. Some have gone so far as to call the South Asian country a failed state that hugely relies on foreign aid. What tops the list of tough challenges facing Afghanistan today is persistent insecurity, with deadly militant attacks taking lives on an almost daily basis. Taliban militants who were forced out of power by the U.S. invasion in 2001 are now proving to be remarkably resilient. They are threatening to once again wrest control of key parts of the country as the government in Kabul is failing to restore security. This map shows how the militant group has been making a comeback despite the presence of tens of thousands of U.S.-led foreign forces on Afghan soil. Intensified U.S.-led airstrikes and the use of heavier bombs have done little to roll back militant advances. They have instead caused mounting civilian casualties, fueling anti-U.S. sentiments, and therefore making it easier for the militants to recruit. The security vacuum has turned Afghanistan into a fertile ground for the growth of more dangerous extremist groups like the Daesh terrorist group. Daesh is reportedly eyeing Afghanistan as its next base after it suffered huge losses in Syria and Iraq. The volatile security situation in Afghanistan has impacted the whole region and is posing a serious threat to neighboring states. One of the regional countries that's been alarmed by the escalating insecurity in Afghanistan is Iran. A closer look at the map clearly shows why Iran has reason to be worried about the worsening mess in neighboring Afghanistan. The two countries share a very long border. It runs from Turkmenistan to the north to the tripoint with Pakistan in the south. That's well over 900 kilometers of tough terrain, difficult to carefully control and secure. Tehran and Kabul have had long-standing ties and cooperation in various fields. Iran has received millions of Afghan refugees fleeing violence over the past decades. Iran is a key regional player and enjoys a relatively high level of security. It has always insisted that it attaches great significance to stability in neighboring countries, including Afghanistan. Tehran has launched a diplomatic initiative to help restore security to its important neighbor. In recent weeks, Iran confirmed intelligence contacts with the Taliban. It says such contacts are necessary because it needs to secure areas held and controlled by the militant group on the Afghan side of the border. Iran has also revealed that it has been holding talks with the Taliban to help curb the security problem in Afghanistan.
We have recently started official dialogue with the Taliban, as most other countries have, and that dialogue is in close coordination with the government of Afghanistan, as we believe everything should be in close coordination with the government of Afghanistan.
Tehran says the government in Kabul was never kept in the dark about such dialogue, and that the talks with militants who are willing to disarm will continue in the future.
We should negotiate with those who are ready to lay down their arms and be with the people of Afghanistan. We have begun this trend to help the government in Kabul.
The talks are intended to pave the ground for direct negotiations between the militant group and the Afghan government. Iran insists that it is impossible to exclude the militant group from the future of the South Asian country.
Do you see the Taliban now, given its influence in its resurgence, having a role in any future of
Afghanistan?
But
I think it would be impossible to have a future of Afghanistan without any role for the Taliban. But we also believe that Taliban do not have a should not have a dominant role in Afghanistan. Of course, at the end of the day, that's a decision that Afghans need to make. And we in the region and outside the region should facilitate Afghans making that decision, not dictate to Afghans our wishes and our desires for the future of Afghanistan. But I believe nobody in the region believes that a Taliban-dominated Afghanistan would be in the security interest of the region. And I believe that's almost a consensus.
As the militant group is proving increasingly impossible to ignore, many are asking how and why the Taliban emerged in the very first place. The Taliban militant group is seen as the result of American policy in Afghanistan, run amok like in many other places around the world. It all began at the height of the Cold War in the 1980s, when the United States came to the conclusion that it cannot allow the Soviet Union to remain in Afghanistan. So the U.S. launched a massive covert operation to provide local Afghan forces with weapons, ammunition, training, and cash. America also encouraged extremist forces from other regional countries to come to Afghanistan and join the battle to force the Soviets to withdraw.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia, and we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places.
The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and its Pakistani counterpart, the Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate, were deeply involved in the clandestine program. The operation turned the tide of the conflict against the Soviets. They suffered heavy losses in Afghanistan, with roughly 15,000 of their soldiers killed there. The Soviet military lost well over 400 aircraft in Afghanistan. They were mostly brought down by the U.S.-made Stinger missiles. When the Soviets pulled out, the United States abandoned the mess in Afghanistan. And that paved the way for the rise of the Taliban militant group. What's known as Taliban today was among the same forces that the United States heavily supported.
To be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan, and then we said, great, goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well armed, creating a mess, frankly.
The Taliban are today giving both the Afghan government and the U.S.-led forces a hard time. A large number of civilians have also fallen victim to the violence. Successive U.S. administrations have been looking for an effective military approach to bring the Taliban militant group to its knees, but they have failed. U.S. President Donald Trump is no exception. He increased the level of U.S. forces in the war-torn country by several thousands over the past 2 years. He also changed his top commanders in charge of the Afghan war, but to no avail, and now he says he wants to pull out a large number of troops. The Afghan War has turned into the longest war in the history of the United States, costing American taxpayers nearly $2 trillion. But America is not even close to winning the war, and the goals of the massive military operation today seem harder to achieve than ever before. What's become obvious is that the Afghan problem seriously needs an Afghan solution. Initiatives like the diplomatic effort led by Iran could help a genuine settlement. That's because it is aimed at bringing all sides of the Afghan society to the negotiating table. The regional push has once again renewed hopes that Afghans who hardly remember a day without war could once again live in peace.